You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. You guys getting excited for Christmas?
Absolutely.
Oh, I have so much shopping left to do. I can't even talk about
Christmas is in 5 days, Ben. You still have shopping to do?
Well, only all of it.
Just all of it.
Just all of it. I mean, hey.
I am done. This is unprecedented for me.
There's this thing now. You're young and hip. Maybe not hip, but you're young.
Ow.
Amazon Prime. And it really changes everything.
I was sure you can tell me there's this thing called the internet that I should be aware of.
Well, isn't the internet Amazon?
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's comprised of a little bit more than Amazon, such as our websites.
Oh, the Atlanta Real Estate Show.
Those kinds of things. All right. Well, we have a great show today. Say hello to our guest. Her name is Anita Michelle. She's the Vice President and CFO of the Big Canoe Company. Welcome to the show, Anita. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around Big Canoe, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. I first came to Atlanta a long time ago, 1980. Went to Georgia Tech. Was there for 5 years, having lots of fun. Worked as a co-op for Georgia Power. And then after Georgia Tech, went to work for a telecommunications company, which was then purchased by GTE. After that, I went to the Atlanta airport, where I was in charge of finance and operations for the interior businesses in the airport for approximately 10 years. It's like a large property management firm for the city of Atlanta. We were a private company, but we basically did everything that was necessary to keep the interior businesses running, which is quite an interesting place to work full time. So much is there that you don't ever see that it is really very fascinating. So it's like running a small business or small company, and let's change that to small city. There's about 15,000 people in the direct building and about 30 in the vicinity of it. And then after that, I went to Big Canoe, the community of Big Canoe, as their assistant general manager, kind of in the same role, very much like running a small town. So many interesting things happen as far as keeping everything running. And then 3 years into that, I was wooed away by the developer to come work for him as the CFO and director of operations, because I kind of have a unique focus as a CFO is I like to do a lot more than the accounting part, and operations are much more interesting. So that's always been my interest, is to have a hand in running the business. And particularly, I love homes and design and landscaping. Almost anything you can do about building a community is really quite fascinating to be on the front end. And he was quite a visionary. My boss is Bill Byrne, who owns Big Canoe Company along with Greenwood Communities and Resorts, and been there for 11 years and have had a great run and really love working there.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. Why don't you tell us all about Big Canoe?
Big Canoe is a community that was started in the early 70s by Tom Cousins. Currently, we have over 8,000 acres, 8 mountains, 100 miles of roads, all kind of amenities that are natural and man-made, from golf courses to tennis courts, hard courts. We have volleyball. We have indoor fitness. We have a couple of pool complexes. We have a new sport called pickleball, which don't ask me to explain. It kind of goes with bocce ball. We found that sports that have socialization incorporated with them are enjoyed by everyone. But the biggest thing about Big Canoe is the environment and nature, and most people that live there or visit think it's like living in a national forest. We're very protective of the environment, have won awards for that, and we continue to do it. And it's been done that way since the beginning, since the early 70s. That basically, you will see nothing but tree cover, and you hopefully will not see homes except in the dead of winter. And we do quite a bit of development work and design and everything to keep the community feeling like something that's very special, nestled away in the woods.
Anita, talk a little bit about the demographics. Who lives there? Is it young couples? Is it retired folks? Everything in between?
It's a nice mix of everything in between. Originally, it was scheduled to be basically just second small vacation homes from Atlanta, and then became pretty popular with retirees. And then when my boss came along in 1987, he wanted to broaden that. And so we appeal to families. We have a private school outside of the gate, in addition to the public schools in Pickens and Dawson, so that we really want all demographics there. We have vacation homes. We have second homes. We have snowbirds. We have about 58% full-time. And then we have families. We have people who've handed down homes from their families. I've met a number of people who grew up coming to Big Canoe. In particular, they remember playing on rock slides and going up the Jeep trails and all kind of fun things like that. So it's across the board. And we also have amenities and things for everyone to do across the board as well.
All right. Anita Michelle will return after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Anita Michelle, Vice President and CFO of the Big Canoe Company.
So, Anita, before the break, you talked a lot about the reasons to come to Big Canoe, that it feels like it's a natural park that you're living in. Mm-hmm. What kind of homes are there? I mean, are we talking like ranches or traditional or a wide swath and different mm-hmm. kinds? I mean,
we actually do have a wide swath. We have various neighborhoods, and we have different design standards for those. We actually have kind of rare, but one neighborhood that's almost flat, and it has a lot more wider open home sites on it. And because of a tornado and pine beetles, we actually have open meadows and wildflowers, and we have 5 miles of trails in that neighborhood that are actually paved. So that's a very family-friendly, more of a flat neighborhood. We also have homes that have outstanding views all the way from your back porch to Atlanta. Or on the north side of the property, you can see Amicalola Falls. We will have small log homes, and we will have many thousand square feet homes. So it's really everything you could want, and new construction, old construction, they will all blend into the nature as far as the type of exterior and as far as their painting. And so it's all meant to go together.
You mentioned that 58% of the residents mm-hmm. are full-time. I'm just curious, what happens to the mm-hmm. feel of the community when the other 42% show up? I mean, that seems like a pretty big swing.
At any time, you know, it's not 100%,
of course.
But the community can handle it. We've been there, been operating for 40-something years, and so it's not a problem as far as the amenities are not overrun. There's plenty of room on the golf course and the restaurant, and the Property Owners Association do a fabulous job with the community, and all the amenities are up to speed. Everything is well taken care of, and if something needs to be expanded or taken care of, they do that right away. So you never really feel overwhelmed. October is by far the most popular month because of the leaves.
Yep.
And even if you live in Atlanta, which I did for 20 years, you can't really appreciate it until you come up in October and you will see the most incredible colors, and it just takes your breath away. So I'm saying that because even when it's really busy and that's it, you don't feel it. It's very quiet and peaceful, and you can do absolutely nothing or do anything that you'd like. The community has well over 50 organizations. So if you want to come and sit and read a book, you're welcome. Or if you really want to get involved, you can do it as well.
Wow, that sounds like you could just get lost inside doing so many amazing things inside the community. What else is available around the community as far as amenities or destinations or attractions or things like that?
Again, by far the most popular is the outdoors. People come up for the outdoor space, for the rivers, for hiking. Amicalola Falls is in just north of us, about 10 minutes. The Appalachian Trail used to start at the top corner of Big Canoe.
Wow.
So there's a lot of interest in hiking and river kayaking or tubing. We're very fortunate. We have the Dawson Wildlife Management Area that is adjacent to Big Canoe. It's 4,500 acres of preserved land. It has 7 waterfalls. It has 5 sets of trails. Above Big Canoe, we have over 2 million acres of protected land in Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. People don't realize that we're so lucky in Georgia to have that many acres that are in national forest or in state forest. We have 60 state parks within an hour of us. If you don't like that, then there's also Georgia 400 Outlet Mall.
That's a bit of a contrast.
Yeah, there is the Chestazee Zoo. LJ has a wildlife sanctuary. Blue Ridge is popular. Dahlonega is popular. Our favorite place that opened a little over a year ago was almost two now, was Gibbs Gardens, which is about 7 or 8 miles from our front door. It's a fabulous a botanical garden, which we think is world class and just keeps getting better.
Pull out your crystal ball now. What's in the future at Big Canoe?
Well, we have 2,000 acres left to develop, and part of that is...
That's all?
Yeah, that's all. But what's great about part of that is that it's relatively flat for our concern, and we've had it master planned by DPZ, which is brings urban planning to the mountains. So what we want to do is flesh out Big Canoe and offer a village and walkable living and more housing options for seniors or people that don't necessarily want to live up on top of a mountain. We might have anything from condos to apartments. We're just very excited about that and having health care and having easy living and having really the rest of what you need to have a complete town in an actual neighborhood.
All right. Well, Nita, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Big Canoe?
You can call us. My number is 706-268-2336. And our sales director, Mike Rhodes, is 706-268-2333.
All right. Anita Michelle, Vice President and CFO with the Big Canoe Company. Anita, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with City of Smyrna in the house. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Delaney, what have you got for us?
This is a great deal of the day for those looking to buy in Woodstock. Ashtonwood's Homes is offering a free finished basement with an HVAC system plus $3,500 in closing costs when you close on a home at Overlook at Woodstock Knoll by December 31st.
Free finished basement?
Yes.
I mean, that's my favorite part of the house. I mean, the man cave is built right in.
That's pretty impressive. And what was the system that came with it?
The HVAC system. So a separate heating and air system just for your basement.
Wow.
So
you really need that, because I've had a basement in one of my old houses that kind of was tapped off the upstairs, and it was always a little hot in the summer and a little cool. Having that separate HVAC system is a big deal.
No, that's I don't think people realize how awesome that really is.
Well, and money saving too.
Oh yeah, that's true too.
Oh, wait, and there was some, what else was in there? Was more than that yet.
$3,500 in closing costs.
In addition to the basement.
Yes.
Wow, that's a huge deal. Not a whole lot of time to work on it, though.
Yeah, what is the time limit on this?
So you must close on the home by December 31st. These are large estate homes, up to a half acre home site, priced from the 300s to 500s. They have side entry garages, three sides bricks, master on the main plans available. And they're all, you can personalize them at their design studio.
I love their design studio.
The one thing about that really catches me is the side entry garage. I mean, just the appearance of the house in the front is just so much better with the big old garage door on the side. You don't see it.
And this was in Woodstock?
In Woodstock. And then the community also has amenities. There's a fitness room, a pool with a water slide, a children's pool with mushroom, tennis courts, and a playground.
Hey, so you get a water slide and a man cave, Todd.
The water slide sold it for me.
Well, and the mushroom. I mean, that mushroom really seals the deal.
God, I love the mushroom. All right, Delaney, well, where can people get more information on this?
All right. Well, you can call 770-928-3511 to speak with one of the on-site agents, or you can visit ashtonwoods.com/Atlanta.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Jennifer Bennett, the Community Relations Director, and Ken Sudreth, the Director of Community Development with the City of Smyrna. Jennifer, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Good, good. Before we get into our conversation, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been with the City of Smyrna for about 14 years, working with them on community relation issues and promotion.
All right. And Ken, give us a story on your background.
I've been with the city almost 7 years, been in the community development / planning business for 35 years. Prior to coming to Smyrna, I was the planning director with the city of Duluth. And prior to that, there is a long history in Athens, Clark County.
Wow, that sounds awesome. So tell us about Smyrna, just a quick history of the area and what's going on there.
Well, Smyrna actually was incorporated in 1872, so it has a long and rich community history, beginning as a religious campground, but most notable for Smyrna in recent times is it began a major redevelopment back in the late 80s, and that redevelopment positioned Smyrna as a model for redevelopment for other cities. We established the halo effect, tracking for Cobb County with mixed-use development.
Ken, talk a little bit about what makes Smyrna a great place to live.
Well, first of all, it's the convenience factor. We are convenient to downtown with a 20 to 25-minute ride. The airport, again, by swinging around on 285, we can be out in 25 minutes. So it is a easy place to get to. We are at the basic intersection of 285 and 75, for those who may not know exactly where we are. We are in the Cumberland Mall area. We are on the other side of the interstate from Cumberland Mall. So the convenience, the location aspect is wonderful. We have a sense of small town being in a metropolitan area that I believe is not only beneficial, but I think people like.
So you mentioned Cumberland Mall. What are some of the area's other points of interest that home buyers might be looking for when they're looking for where to move around Atlanta?
I think it is sort of a sense of community. We do have a lot of different types of neighborhoods. We have older neighborhoods. We have brand new neighborhoods, all of different styles. Because we try to maintain a small town feel, I think there's a quality of life that you get in Smyrna that is not necessarily every community that's in the metro area.
How do you preserve that small town feel? You mentioned that a couple of times, and you're right. I mean, I'm very familiar with Smyrna, and it has exactly that feel.
Some of that's the buildings on the ground and the way that council and past leadership have worked with development. But the big part is we get our citizens together regularly in community events. We have a couple of concerts during the summer and then one large birthday celebration, festivals. We have Food Truck Tuesdays that run from May to September where people experience their community and get to know each other. Our events range from very sophisticated, like Food Truck Tuesday, to hometown birthday celebration where football players from the local high school hand out cupcakes.
So Christmas is right around the corner. What interesting things is Smyrna doing for holiday seasons and things like that and New Year's?
Well, we have the whole downtown lit up. You can drive through and see what it's like. We had our Coming Home for the Holidays last Tuesday where Santa lit the tree in the rain, but Santa lit the tree and launched the holiday season. And we have coming up with Noon Year's Eve with Radio Disney. We start at 10:30 and run until about 12:30 and have a large balloon drop. It's a way for parents to interact with their kids on New Year's Eve and for people to experience Smyrna during the holidays, too.
Yeah, I want to shift gears a little bit. I guess, and it's getting back to the quality of life thing. Education is such an important factor for anybody looking to move from anywhere to anywhere. Talk a little bit about the education facilities and resources in Smyrna.
Right. Our schools within the city limits are Cobb County schools. There are roughly 12 public schools in Smyrna. We've got one high school, two middle schools, and one of the elementary schools is actually a charter school. King Springs Elementary, among our elementary schools, is a 2012 School of Excellence. And Campbell High School is regularly ranked nationally rather high. The International Baccalaureate program is a big deal in our community, and that school's a very good one. We have a number of private schools as well. But the city of Smyrna itself, the elected leadership, supports our schools very strongly and encouraged establishment of the Smyrna Education Foundation, which works with the schools in promoting education and also making sure the community knows what's happening in our schools.
If I can add one more thing to that, at our last council meeting, the mayor has an annual Mayor's Award that's set up to honor students and teachers that have excelled within the boundaries of Smyrna. And so they're actually invited to a council meeting and recognized, and it becomes a full hour program.
We broadcast it live. They recognize a teacher, a student, and a volunteer from each of the schools.
Wow.
Oh, that's great stuff. All right. Well, Jennifer and Ken will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Jennifer Bennett and Ken Sudreth with the City of Smyrna.
I've heard a rumor that there's a baseball team that's kind of moving close to Smyrna or in Smyrna or right next door?
Right in our backyard.
Yeah, actually, Jennifer's not kidding when she says right in our backyard. It's technically not within the boundaries of the city of Smyrna. It literally is across the street, though. It is on the other side of Cobb Parkway from where the city limits are, and that's the beginning or the end, depending on which direction you're coming from, of the property that they've purchased.
So what kind of economic impact? I mean, the Atlanta Braves is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a world-class organization,
right.
Major League Baseball. What kind of economic impact do you see that having on Smyrna?
You're not talking about just a stadium. You're talking about a mixed-use development that's designed to increase activity 365 days a year, invite residents to actually live in and around and interact with that facility quite a bit. You have hotels, shopping districts, and the business community that's really going to be impacted by that extra oomph to an economic engine that was already strong, but this is going to make it that much stronger. And as far as property values and what it means to Smyrna from a business perspective, I'll let Ken touch on that one.
You know, obviously we don't have complete information yet because it is so new for everybody. Don't know what the mix is in the mixed use, but what we know from other developments of this type in other communities is that immediate area, especially that sort of 1 mile radius area, is really where that major impact occurs. And in this particular case, obviously Cobb Parkway from the Smyrna side of things will be impacted there. And so I think you will see redevelopment. I think there'll be more interest in that entertainment, hospitality, restaurant kind of service. That property is already developed commercially anyway. So it's not that Smyrna has to go promote something. It's already there. It would be a redevelopment project for that. You know, the transportation end of that obviously is handled by other organizations working with Smyrna, but that's the lead of that would be taken by somebody else.
So let's say I'm a Braves fan, or I'm not, but I'm looking for a quality home. You guys mentioned that you have both new and older neighborhoods. Can you tell me a little bit about how the real estate market in Smyrna looks? And if I'm a buyer, what's going to drive me to there other than the sense of community that we talked about earlier? And of course, that there's a giant stadium and big boost coming to it.
You know, prior to the downturn, which, you know, we'll say, you know, was in the fall of 2008, my department, community development, had over 700 lots that had already been approved, been through the process. They were just ready to be permitted. People just literally had to submit their final plans to build houses and pull those permits. When the economy went down, obviously things stopped. But all of those 700 plus lots have now been absorbed.
So we
literally right now are looking to create new lots for residential development. So the real estate market is in pretty good shape right now within Smyrna, in my opinion. We've also been told that homes are not staying on the market too long, that there's a pretty quick turnover with all of that. To me, that just sort of reinforces everything that we've talked about, the convenience factor to downtown, the airport, anywhere else in the metro area because of 285 and 75, as well as that, you know, just small townness quality of life feel.
We have many, many different neighborhoods that all have their own feel and different types of housing in them. You have everything from porch to the street, craftsmen that are infill new development to 50s era, all brick houses that young families are purchasing and remodeling. We have a mix of some condo and townhome, but there's just about anything that you're looking for, you can find within our city limits.
Well, if you guys have listened to the show over the last 2 years, you know that we're big fans of Smyrna. So really appreciate you making time to join us. Jennifer, Ken, before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about the city of Smyrna?
www.smyrnacity.com. That has the contact information for staff on the website. It also has a lot of information about our community development department, not only residential choices here, but the commercial development options. Ken's number is listed in the staff contact as well as mine, and you can connect to our Facebook feed and our Twitter feed.
Outstanding. Jennifer Bennett, the Community Relations Director, and Ken Sudreth, the Director of Community Development with the City of Smyrna. Guys, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Anita Michelle, Jennifer Bennett, Ken Sudreth, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.